Are you confused about real food and what's healthy and good for the planet? Do you need the facts about local, organic, and sustainable food? Well, get ready to change the way you eat. Get ready for The Appropriate Omnivore with Aaron Zober.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. I'm your host, Aaron Zober, covering lifestyles in the world of real food. A little over a week ago, I attended the annual Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim. For what's now becoming a tradition with Expo West, I have a podcast covering my five takeaways of trends in the natural food industry. As usual, no guests for this show, but I'll be playing recordings of exhibitors on the showroom floor giving their thoughts on this year's Expo. As the audio was taken on-site at the Anaheim Convention Center, you may hear some background noise. Let's hear now from the first batch of some of my favorites at Expo West.
Hi, this is Sandeep Agarwal from Pure Indian Foods. I'm here at Expo West in Anaheim, California. And this is probably our fourth or fifth year. And the crowd is back. The halls are packed. Very exciting. We had wonderful 3 days of show. And we are launching our condiment line. So Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce, and we have some spicy ketchup. People loved it. Obviously, we have 15 different SKUs of ghee products, all grass-fed and organic, and they are literally our bread and butter, and they do very well. But we are excited to be here and then talking to you all.
This is Eric with Dignity Coconuts, where we make a raw coconut oil that stops trafficking. Expo West has been pretty incredible, and it's great to see all these other companies doing regenerative farming practices again.
My name is Chantal Hull. I'm the owner of Biora by Kiffy Plant. I've been here since a couple here, and it's always been an amazing show.
My name's Jesse Kelly. I'm here at the Fresh Ideas Organic Marketplace with my company Everreal. We're sampling our real pop popsicles. The show's just open, and it's really full and busy, and it seems it's going to be a great day today.
My name is Tyler Williams with Yo Mama's Foods. We're excited to be here at Expo West. This is the place to be for new innovation and natural products.
There you have a sampling of the wide variety of exhibitors you can expect at the Natural Products Expo West. I've included both brands I've loved throughout the years and some new brands I discovered at this year's show. At the Expo West, I'm always able to discover natural and sustainable products, whether it's animals or plants. I love Expo West for many reasons. It's great to connect face-to-face with the companies I use and praise on my blog and podcast. I also get to discover new brands as well as new products launched by my favorite businesses. As always, the Expo West was well attended. The exhibits are open for 4 days, and I made sure to be there every day and every minute of it to learn all about everything related to the natural CPG space. The natural products industry is an ever-growing world where I see advancement in sustainability every year as we discover more about the best ways to help the planet. And like any industry, there are always changing needs. Stopping by as many exhibitor booths as I can allows me to be up to date and see what directions all of these brands are going in. So with that, I'll now delve into my five takeaways on trends in sustainable food. My first takeaway is that for my third Expo West since the pandemic, regenerative agriculture continues to expand among all types of food. This has been my number one takeaway for all three of these Expo West recap episodes, and for a good reason. Regenerative agriculture is the most important issue we face in terms of food and farming. Many are now aware of the importance of organics in terms of reducing exposure to pesticides for both health of the plants and ourselves. Even conventional food companies and conventional supermarkets have portions of their businesses devoted to organic. So now we take things a step further and look for regenerative in order to restore the soil and the habitat. The first exhibit space to open at every Expo West is known as the Fresh Ideas Organic Marketplace. This is a tent of exhibitors who all use organic ingredients for their products. Additionally, they're all either new companies or established companies with new lines of products recently launched. They exhibit for just 5 hours during the first day, a great opportunity for new companies to introduce themselves. This year at Fresh Ideas, I not only had the chance to talk to a lot of great brands, but also met people behind two of the excellent certification programs, Regenerative Organic Alliance and A Greener World's Certified Regenerative. The Regenerative Organic Alliance also had a section of many brands containing their certifications. These included many of my most loved regenerative companies, including Big Picture Foods, Philosopher Foods, Lundberg Family Farms, Burroughs Family Farms, and Dr. Bronner's, which is a co-founder of the Regenerative Organic Alliance. The various exhibit halls of Expo West were filled with regenerative products, certified by the two I mentioned, plus the other major certifiers, Land to Market and Regenified. One of the newest categories I saw in regenerative certification was baking flour. The company King Arthur has long been among the businesses raising the bar for wheat flour being certified organic, in addition to being unenriched and free of additives and synthetic vitamins. To sample King Arthur's regeneratively grown climate blend flour, certified by Regenified, I had one of their mouth-watering chocolate chip cookies at their booth. A new product I had discovered working with the Regenerative Organic Alliance was Soul Simple. Soul Simple offers organic, solar-dried fruit snacks grown in the nutrient-dense volcanic soil of Nicaragua, and in flavors such as pineapple, dragon fruit, and banana. At Expo West, I saw an explosion of exhibitors selling real fruits as snacks, but Soul Simple takes things even further by sourcing regenerative and using solar energy to dry the fruit. As I am the appropriate omnivore, you know I can't be talking about regenerative agriculture without mentioning regenerative meat and dairy. So here's my findings with those. Among new brands discovered was grass-grazed. Locally, the Durham, North Carolina farm grass-grazed sells regenerative and 100% grass-fed beef, pasture-raised pork, chicken, and turkey. They're now entering the snack line and supermarkets nationwide with their pasture-grazed pork sticks. Back in 2020, I wrote an article about the real food trends I'd like to see more of and included pasture-raised pork. Walking the expo floor, I learned the Durham, North Carolina farm grass-grazed sees the need for this as well. Also in terms of regenerative meat and dairy, a number of my go-to regenerative brands introduced new products to their existing lines. The Land to Market Regenerative Certified Force of Nature, which currently sells a whole spectrum of grass-fed and pasture meats in various cuts, had their new organ meatballs for sample at their station. Organ meats are the most nutrient-dense meats, much more so than muscle meats, but many are afraid to eat them. So what a better way to get folks to incorporate heart and liver in their diet than mixed with ground beef in meatballs, a food everybody loves. One of my favorite exhibitors to see every year is Alexander Family Farm. Certified by both Land to Market and Regenerative Organic Alliance, Blake and Stephanie Alexander set the standard for healthy and sustainable dairy milk with their regenerative grass-fed A2A2 products. At the Expo West, they introduced and offered tastings of their new sour cream. Another dairy company introducing a new offering was Zeal Creamery. Known for their fluid milk and butter, they also now have a cheese sourced from regenerative dairy farms in California. One more area of regenerative products I saw at the Expo West were regenerative teas and coffees. Many different brands were present at the Fresh Ideas tent and throughout all of the halls in the Anaheim Convention Center. This looks to be one of the quickest growing subcategories of regenerative and more to be explored with future conventions. A lot on regenerative transforming not only the natural foods industry, but the food industry in general. I could do a whole show on it, but there are four other takeaways I want to discuss as well. So you'll need to listen to my podcasts interviewing people behind the companies of organizations I talk about if you want an entire episode dedicated to regenerative farming. For now, I conclude this segment with the thoughts from some of the exhibitors offering regenerative foods at the Natural Products Expo West.
Hey Aaron, hey Aaron's followers, this is Elizabeth Whitlow with the Regenerative Organic Alliance. And we oversee the Regenerative Organic Certified Standard, which is showing up all over the place this year at Expo. And it's been a really exciting first day. I don't know if you were at Climate Day yesterday, but man, the topic on regenerative, it was coming in strong. And I think it's giving people a lot of hope. And it's what we all need right now, a little bit of hope.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hughes. I'm an advisor with A Greener World, and we are at the Fresh Ideas tent. First day of the exhibitions at Expo West, and we are showcasing our regenerative agriculture certification called Certified Regenerative by AGW.
Hey everybody, my name is Will Burke. I'm the CEO of Soul Simple. We're here at Expo West Fresh Ideas Marketplace, And so far, the show has been amazing. What's trending now is not just a trend, but what needs to happen and needs support is regenerative organic agriculture. It's through regenerative organic certification, a lot of new brands this year, a lot of excitement and impact happening. So check it out. Support regenerative organic certified products.
Hey, I'm Paige Jackson with Grass Grace Farm. It's really great being at Expo West. It's our first time. Super exciting. Amazing experience.
The second takeaway I have from Expo West is the popularity of dates in foods. Dates make a great natural sweetener substitute for sugar in desserts and sweet treats. They can sweeten a food either by using whole dates or refining it into date sugar or date syrup. A company which has been offering date-related snacks since 2018, known as Julie's, was exhibiting at this year's Expo West. Julie's products include whole dates and chocolate-covered diced dates. More recently, they've introduced date pops. Date pops consist of a date paste, walnuts, and oat flours, plus other ingredients for different flavors, making a great-tasting, sugar-free, gluten-free, bite-sized sweet treat. Julie's flavors are brownie, lemon bar, and peanut butter jelly. Another exhibit with some tasty date snacks was Fresh Energy Foods. Fresh Energy sells dates and date-related desserts. At the expo, they were displaying a product line known as Sunnies, another bite-sized dessert. Sunnies are made from dates, figs, almond rice flour, and various flavors to concoct their apple cinnamon, strawberry, and blueberry options. The exhibitor Sweet Nothings, which is known for its smoothie products and acai bowls, also has ventured into bite-sized desserts called Nut Butter Bites. These treats contain dates, oats, and different fruits, depending on the flavor, along with creamy peanut butter inside. Among other date-related desserts, there was a brand with the clever name Date Better, who has chocolate-covered dates and nuts in numerous varieties. Then there was Must Love, a woman-owned and Asian-American and Pacific Islander company, which has graham crackers sweetened only by dates. Moving into the candy area of sweet treats, there was Bon Appa Sweet. Bon Appa Sweet produces chocolate bars sweetened with dates. They come in a wide variety of flavors, ranging from 54% chocolate to 85% cacao. They also have golden chocolate, their version of a white chocolate. And the most unique use of dates at Expo West was by the company Just Date. Just Date has been selling its date syrup and date sugar for a little while now as a natural sweetener alternative to regular sugar. At the Fresh Ideas tent, they debuted their milk and dark chocolate chips as their first chocolate product sweetened with dates. The ingredients include fair trade cacao and cacao butter, and dates which are not only organic, but also upcycled. All of this making for some of the most sustainable chocolate chips you can add to your cookies, muffins, and other baked goods. So now, with all my talk about these wonderful date-based confectionaries, let's hear from some of the people exhibiting them.
Hey, my name is Greg. I'm one of the co-founders of Julie's. We are a California-based date fruit company. We're launching Date Pops this calendar year. We're exhibiting at the show. So far, it's been great. Really enjoy being out with everyone, and the reaction from folks seems to be very positive.
My name is Luke Fountain with Atlas Produce, representing Fresh Energy brand dates. Our first time here at Expo West, and we're having a blast. Over 70,000 people are here enjoying dates, and couldn't be happier representing my brand.
Hi, my name is Teresa Black. I am the CEO and founder of Bon Appa Sweet, where we make better-for-you date sweetened chocolate. So Expo West this year has been very interesting, but I've actually seen a ton of Canadian companies here looking for American foods. So if you're a better-for-you food company in America, look out for Canada.
Takeaway number three from Expo West is we're seeing more companies using healthy oils for snacks and side dishes. When I first began this blog and podcast, products such as chips cooked in healthy oils were almost non-existent. But shortly after, I discovered a company being launched, which was then known as Honest Chips. That company is now thriving today with the name Jackson's Chips. They were there as usual at the expo with their wonderful sweet potato chips, cooked mainly in avocado oil, with one option in coconut oil. At this year's expo, they introduced their wavy sweet potato chips, which I love. Their wavy chips come in both sea salt and the amazing tasting new flavor of cheddar and sour cream. Cheddar and sour cream, those are two of my favorite potato toppings. Jackson's has paved the way for the direction chip companies are taking. and we're now seeing other brands use better oils. A new company making avocado oil chips at the expo was Roots Kettle Cooked Potato Chips. Roots potato chips also contain a glyphosate-free certification and are sourced from regenerative farms. Their bags have a QR code on them, which you can scan and see the farm where the potatoes originate from. Other exhibitors at the conference with avocado oil chips were Boulder Canyon and Hard Bite Chips. In addition to the potato chips, Hard Bite announced they'll soon be offering popcorn cooked in avocado oil. Popcorn cooked in better oils is a growing trend as well. I've seen this for a while now, so much they released an entire article on it last month as part of my Super Bowl snack food coverage. Among other Expo West attendees with good popcorn was Valley Pop. They not only cooked their popcorn in coconut oil, but were proud to display that on their booth. Made with coconut oil, it read. Many of my other favorite bag popcorns with healthy oils were present at this show using coconut oil, avocado oil, and olive oil. These companies were Lesser Evil Snacks, Pop Art Snacks, Pops Up, Little Lads, and Pop Daddy Snacks. A company at Expo West with a unique type of snack chips was Turbana. All of their chips are cooked in palmoline. Their main line is plantain chips, but Turbana also sells chips made from cassava, yuca, and bananas. Foods with good oils weren't only limited to chips and popcorn. A truly evolutionary and innovative exhibitor I found at Expo West was the company Roots Farm Fresh with frozen French fries containing avocado oil and olive oil. French fries have always been one of my favorite foods. It's such a savory treat, having some deep-fried, starchy potatoes. Since becoming more concerned about my food, I don't consume them as much anymore. Discovering Roots Farm Fresh, I've now found fries that I can proudly make at home. Roots will have the first French fries on the market not cooked in seed oil. Along with fries cooked in rancid oils, another issue about supermarket French fries are conventional potatoes being one of the most unsustainable crops. They're both grown in large monocultures and rank at the top of crops sprayed with pesticides. Roots fries are not only cooked in healthy oils, but are also very sustainable by being both organically sourced and upcycled. I can't wait for Roots' new fries to hit the markets in May. I'm pleased to report the progress made with good oils and moving away from seed oils. Here are a few of the exhibitors pushing products with healthy oils.
Hi, it's Megan Reamer. I'm with Jackson's Chips. We are so excited to be at Expo. We're having a great time, and it's crowded and hopping and really worth the effort. So enjoy.
Hi, it's Jim Labus with Valley Popcorn, and this is our third year at Expo West. And we are just thrilled with the attendance every year, the exposure to buyers, and people that are just new to our brand.
Hi, this is Kelsey with Roots Farm Fresh. We are a collective of sweet potato growers in North Carolina, and we upcycle all of our off-grade sweet potatoes. We steam them, which makes them crispier on the outside, nutritious on the inside, and eliminates billions of gallons of water in the process. We're the only potato company who's offering our sweet potatoes and our classic cut fries with organic avocado oil. So we are moving away from seed oils.
My fourth takeaway from this year's Expo West was yuzu has become a popular ingredient in a wide array of foods and beverages. Yuzu is a citrus fruit cultivated in East Asia. I myself was not familiar with it until attending trade shows this year. I have to say, I love the taste of it. As I love tangy fruits in general, I'm drawn to any exhibitor offering products containing yuzu. So I can see why so many food producers want to incorporate it into their provisions. Many different exhibitors to recap with their yuzu offerings. So I'll start with the one that offered the most. That is the Japanese company Kuzifuku & Sons. Kuzifuku has a large selection of so many different types of foods. Among their many selections is a lineup they dub Everything Yuzu. This ranged from sauces, to fruit spreads, to vinegar drinks, to cocktail syrups. My personal favorite of all of theirs is a yuzu ketchup. Beverages are a popular way of including yuzu, and this was seen with a couple of other Expo West brands exhibiting. There were two companies selling sparkling water with Asian flavors. One was Sanzo, and their yuzu with ginger sparkling water. And the other was Mochi, and their white peach and yuzu sparkling water. Both add to the ever-growing popularity of sparkling water. Sparkling water is a great choice for a drink, as it uses real fruit and contains no added sugar. With drinks, kombucha still has a strong presence in the natural beverage space. And I saw that with one of my favorite kombucha brands, Rowdy Mermaid. Rowdy Mermaid has an option called Hello Ginger, which consists of yuzu, ginger, and lemon. As seen with Kuzifuku, yuzu can be found in many sauces. A traditional Asian sauce it's used in is ponzu. The exhibitor Marukan offered this. Another company promoting yuzu was one called Amazing Ice Cream, with a yuzu lemon cheesecake as one of their new flavors they were promoting. And their name, Amazing Ice Cream, well captures what they are. The most unique use of yuzu I saw at Expo West was from Bravado Spice Company. Bravado Spice is known for their creative hot sauce flavors and also has a line of bold margarita mixes. Among their margarita mixes is a lime and yuzu flavored one. Now it's time to hear from a couple exhibitors with yuzu products.
Hi, I'm Kim Lam, the Senior Marketing Director at Sanzo. And we're super excited to be here at Expo West. We're the first Asian-inspired sparkling water made with real fruit and no added sugar. And super excited to introduce our product to all the consumers.
So I'm Jeremiah with Bravado Spice Company from Houston, Texas. We're a specialty food company that makes hot sauces, margarita mixes, and seasonings. And we're here at Expo West, last day. And we've really loved the show. We're on the third floor of our hot products. And there's just so much innovation here. There's so many cool companies doing really cool things and really interesting ingredients. And we're just happy to be a part of it.
This brings me to the fifth and final takeaway from the 2024 Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim. As I've been reading the prior takeaways, there's something you may have noticed with many of the exhibitors and the respective products which I mentioned, and that is a lot of the products in the takeaways combine two trends to create a completely universal idea. I listed the ones which fit into specific categories. Here are some of the other ones. I talked about Rowdy Mermaid and their yuzu-flavored kombucha. At Expo West, Rowdy Mermaid was also sampling an entire new beverage line. Many kombucha companies are branching out to offer other types of beverages. Often kombucha brewers have gone for making prebiotic or probiotic sodas. Rowdy Mermaid has decided to offer a different type of soda. While the sodas by kombucha makers in the prebiotic and probiotics are based on gut health, Rowdy Mermaid decided to have a soda which provides cognitive, energy, and immune support with its ashwagandha adaptogen. Another one of my favorite exhibitors was Biora. Biora has a kombucha-based apple cider vinegar and salad dressing using the kombucha vinegar. The majority of people are now familiar with kombucha and its healing properties. For most, though, they simply think of kombucha as a beverage and aren't aware it can be used as an ingredient in foods. Biora is here to change that with their vinegars and salad dressings using a kombucha base. Kombucha and healthier salad dressings are both subcategories I've praised and written articles on. It's wonderful to see the two combined. Biora wasn't the only one expanding ferments into foods we're familiar with. With hot sauces being extremely, well, hot on the market, Fermented Food Holdings was sampling its new fermented hot sauce under its newly acquired Hawthorne Foods label. Another fermented product I felt was long overdue. These were just some of the larger number of exhibitors I saw taking two trends to come up with a completely innovative concept combining them. Let's now hear from a couple of these companies which I talked about.
John Badun, CEO and founder of Rowdy Mermaid Kombucha, where we're exhibiting in Hall E. We just got underway at Expo West. There's supposed to be 100,000 people here today. It's going to be a great show. There's a lot of excitement and just lots and lots of innovation. So much that some of the products I'm still trying to wrap my head around, but it looks like a lot of forward-thinking brands and concepts here today.
Yeah, I'm Christian Landry. I'm from Kefi Plant Company, working for the Biora brand, the brand of kombucha-based salad dressings and vinegars. And this is a fantastic expo. Very busy, very interesting to be here.
All in all, this was another successful Expo West. I'm happy to have met with everybody I did and sample so many great natural products. There were plenty of other spectacular companies and foods which I tasted. I can't talk about all of them here, but you can expect to see both the ones I mentioned in this podcast and the ones I didn't get around to talking about on future podcast episodes, upcoming blog articles, and my social media. I hope the show was just as great for everybody else who attended. I'll wrap with my friend Rich Powells, founder of Rich Nuts, as he summarizes Expo West 2024 perfectly.
Hey, this is Rich with Rich Nuts. I am one of the exhibitors here at the 2024 Expo West, and I've had an excellent show. I got to meet old friends, see a lot of new and exciting trends in the food industry, and also share the beauty and benefits of Sprouted Nuts, which is my brand, Rich Nuts. And it's been wonderful. Actually, I came into this with the intention to meet the right value-aligned investors, and I have three potential leads that are very interested at this point. So put your intentions out there when you go to the expo next year, and all your wildest dreams might come true. Thanks a lot. This is Rich with richnuts.com.
That's all for this episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. New episodes of this show are released every Wednesday. Follow me on social media for more information on the next episode. And to make sure you never miss any of my podcasts, subscribe to The Appropriate Omnivore on your favorite podcast site or app. You can also listen to all my podcasts on my website, appropriateomnivore.com. There you can find recipes from the guests I interview, plus all of my articles covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Until next time, my pantry is officially closed.